Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're going to give you in a little bit some Idalia or Idalia hurricane updates. I know it sounds awful close to Dahlia, completely different beast. I told you guys my hurricane would be a lot more disorganized, a little bit friendlier to the radio stations and to women with extensions. So just that, not the same name. It's Idalia or Idalia. We're going to keep you guys updated on that. But what I do want to do open with is I've lived in the Southwest all my life. Grew up in L.A., Phoenix, and Las Vegas. So one thing I have been surrounded by very frequently are seniors. I love the seniors. And seniors will either come down as snowbirds to get rid of the get away from the snow and all the shoveling and all the hazards that come with snow and freezing temperatures, to then go back when it starts getting super hot. But when a senior reaches a certain age, they don't always go back and forth. They pick a place to stay put. And most seniors will choose Florida, Arizona, Southern California, Nevada, Texas, the Sun Belt, southern states, because it's easier, many people feel, to deal with the heat than to deal with extreme cold and snow. You have air conditioning. If you lose your air conditioning, you could go somewhere else for air conditioning. And so the Sun Belt is kind of a hotbed for seniors to come. And I love the seniors. They party it up. Do not underestimate the party behavior and attitude of seniors. They really know how to tear it up and have some fun. The only thing is these temperatures are getting pretty bad. I think the highest temperature Las Vegas has ever had is, I think, 1-818. But we notoriously have pretty bad summers. The summer was nice, thank God, but still, you know, 1-teens, not good. Florida, dealing with hurricanes, power outages right now. California has also some power outages right now, but in the northern part of the state. Las Vegas, so far no power outage, but again, very, very hot. Phoenix, their temperature is easily going to the 120s. So a question keeps coming up to me when I have families who say their grandma or grandpa or parents are in one of these states. They ask, is that safe? Now, luckily there's good hospitals. Now, I also look at where is the best place for a senior to live. One is if the climate works for them. Two is if they have easy access to medical care, if they have good coverage of it, if they have a pharmacy nearby, if they have a community conducive to them not having to drive 30, 40 miles to get something to eat or get groceries or have a lot of care homes or care assistance. But is it getting too hot for our seniors? I mean, I'm middle age, and I sometimes can't go outside. I feel sick when I'm out in the heat. I love being outside. I love hiking and walking and running and being out there. But, when it gets hot, especially if there's any sort of humidity, it's just too much. So when we see seniors flock to Florida and flock to Phoenix and flock to Vegas and flock to Texas, we start to have to, you know, ask, are they, you know, educated on all the ins and outs. Now, where are some of the nicest, most ambient weathers, climates for all year long? Well, San Diego. San Diego's fantastic. They have some of the best weather in the world, but it's expensive. Honolulu has made the list. Honolulu, Hawaii. That's wonderful, but that's kind of expensive. interestingly, there's a list, Carson City, Nevada. And I kind of like that. I like Carson City in northern Nevada. It could still get a little hot, but Carson City, Nevada made this. This is the World Atlas list on the 10 U.S. cities that have the best climate. And so they include the 10 U.S. cities with the best weather year-round. So Honolulu made the list, L.A., Los Angeles, California, but again, expensive. Santa Barbara, California, agreed. Santa Barbara, fantastic. While everybody was roasting, we were there a couple weekends ago. It was really, really nice. But again, very, very expensive. Miami, Florida was included in that. Got to watch the hurricanes, but beautiful weather. Boise, Idaho, something to consider. They have on here Yuma, Arizona. They say it's because the heat, they say with Yuma, Arizona, the heat's a dry heat. So even though it gets hot, it's not as bad. I like Yuma, but I still think it would be too hot. That's just my concern. Klamath Falls, Oregon made the list. St. George, Utah. St. George, Utah, I think is fantastic, but it can still get hot. Carson City, Nevada. Fort Mill, South Carolina. So, you know, when a senior needs to retire, they need to find a place that not only has good weather, but that they could also afford. Yeah, if you could get on the coast, if you could be on the coast, that's kind of nice. But can they afford that? And then they're also on fixed income. So they can't live in a place where gas is high, where prices are higher. And we also need seniors to not live in places that are very prone to power outages. So as we're moving electric, as we're going to be using more and more of the grid, it's a little dangerous if you have a senior that ends up having a power outage. Somebody else with a power outage, they could say, you know what, let's go find a hotel. But somebody who's a little bit more, you know, fixed in their home may not be able to. So, I love the South, and I love the Southwest and the Sun Belt, and I think it offers a lot. I mean, I'm more of a snow girl. I'd prefer to be cold than hot, don't ask. So I kind of have always been hoping to move towards the North. I know my Minnesota peeps, especially those at GCN, are like, you have no idea what you're talking about. We freeze our asses off. But still, you know, I've always wanted snow. I want a white Christmas. Yeah, I've always kind of struggled with, you know, it being all deserty during the holidays. But we might be looking at where it just might be too hot and too dangerous. It wasn't when you could always access air conditioning. But if your area is starting to have grid issues because there's so much more demand on power and electricity these days, that could be pretty dangerous for your family members. So I would, you know, make sure you have some, open conversations with family members you have in the South, and also look at some of these other areas that might not get too humid, might not get too hot in the United States, and also might not be as expensive. And I would definitely check out Carson City, Boise, Idaho. Do I want to move to San Diego? Hell yeah, that's on my bucket list, but not sure if I can afford it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious we're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Hurricane Idalia has now been downgraded to a Category 1. Still, it is a hurricane as it moves across Florida. Most of the time, these storms get downgraded from hurricanes to storms when they hit. So when they do hit as a Category 3, then remain as a Category 2, Category 1, the damage could be catastrophic. We're watching videos of some pretty, pretty bad weather, bad flooding. I have family in the area of Clearwater, Tarpon Springs, Tampa. They're giving me the thumbs up, saying they're good. But it is definitely a rough storm. They say nearly 900 flights have been canceled. Major airports have been closed today. Airports in Tampa, Atlanta, Jacksonville, and Orlando are the most affected. Southwest Airlines appears to be the most impacted with 200 cancellations. Delta also has about 150 cancellations. Tampa International Airport, St. Pete, Clearwater, Boca Raton Airport, Gainesville Regional, and the Tallahassee International Airport have been closed as expected. They are hoping to reopen tomorrow, depending on, of course, the damage of the storm. Hurricane Idalia is now a Category 1. The winds are at about 90 miles per hour. In order to qualify as still a hurricane, the winds have to be over 74 miles per hour, so still winds up to 90 miles an hour. The storm is moving at about 20 miles per hour, a little fast than it was when it first came to Florida. And unfortunately, the Gulf sometimes allows these storms to hover a little bit. Luckily, this is hopefully going to move and move out pretty quickly. There's a supermoon, a rare blue supermoon that's going on. Reports are saying that they could actually raise the tides even higher. The moon was closest to the Earth on Wednesday, which is the same day that Idalia made landfall today, near Keaton Beach in Florida, near the Big Bend region. And so there's this intensified gravitational pull. It makes tides higher. So that could be, unfortunately, bad when it comes to more flooding. I don't know if you've seen flooding, some pretty, pretty bad flooding. Much of the water will recede, but there's a huge storm surge. Officials are fearing that the storm surge could reach 16 feet. As well as while they're being battered by these winds. So Idalia's center is now moving into Georgia. Even though Georgia and South Carolina have been getting a lot of rain already, now the damaging winds are moving into Georgia. Georgia is going to be the center of the storm, apparently some of the winds in Georgia have been clocked at 105 miles per hour. There has been already two weather-related fatalities, according to Daily Mail. Two men have died as a result. A 59-year-old died just before 6 a.m. in Gainesville. He was driving a Toyota pickup in, quote, extremely rainy conditions when his car swerved, veered into a ditch, and then crashed into a tree line. Then a 40-year-old driver died in a weather-related incident, according to Florida Highway Patrol. That victim has not been identified, but was allegedly driving a Ford Ranger too fast for the weather conditions and lost control of the vehicle. So, in terms of power outages, when a storm hits or when, you know, there's wildfires, when there's already that, you know, catastrophic damage. But then where much of the medical sequelae could come is from the power outages, and how long they're out of power will determine how bad things get. So right now, there's almost 270,000 customers without power. Of course, in that, in the Leon County, Wakulla County, Jefferson County, Suwannee, encompassing part of the panhandle, the center of it. And so, you know, with these, I know a lot of seniors live in various areas of this. We opened the show about, you know, how safe are our seniors. And, I don't know if you all have to take care of somebody who's older, but my whole life we've had a family member who we had to help take care of in some capacity or another. And I'm proud to do it. You know, that's just what families do. But I see that families struggle when they have family members that they can't reach, that they can't contact. Now, we have a friend whose mother is 90, but doesn't necessarily have cell phones, ability to text, and uses landlines. And for some, landlines are safer, but it then limits communication. You know, one time I tried calling, I was like, oh, no, where is she? Where is she? You know, so I drove to the house to make sure she was safe, you know. And so when we do have people we want to take care of, which is very stressful, and I get a lot of us are it, you cannot under, you cannot overestimate how much stress it takes when you take care of somebody or you have a family member. You know, people say, gosh, having kids is stressful, and taking care of kids and always having to watch them. Well, sometimes your family members who are ill, disabled, older, having cognitive impairment, is even more stressful. Now, with a kid, I could put a kid in a playpen with some toys. I could carry the kid with me. I could put the kid in a papoose, take the child around. When you have an older adult, it's not that easy. Not to mention, you don't have the energy you do like you did at 20. And so I do worry. You know, I have a mom who's almost 80. And, I always hope that her air conditioning's working and she doesn't get flooded out and she, you know, and she's near me so I could go and visit her. But we have a much different society now where our loved ones are not close by. And I get it. Don't groan. I get it. The average person does not want to live near their in-laws or live near their parents. I get that. It is very, very stressful. The closer you live to the family, the more you are expected to be there. I get it. We can talk honest. Listen, it's a nice thing you're doing. It's very altruistic. It's fantastic that you're there to take care of them. But the family who gets to be across the country gets to have a breather. I mean, they are, you know, they have a less stressful, relationship even. It's funny. Many people tell me that the ones who live closest to the family are the ones that get the brunt of their anger, get the brunt of their criticism, but the person across the country is the apple of their eye, and it is. It's very frustrating. I get that. Yeah, and when I get older, I don't want to be a burden on my family, but if I need help, I mean, who am I going to go to if I can't go to my family? So it's a complex situation. But now that we are starting to see the writing on the wall, and the writing of the wall is, one, poor government, right, and poor management. Whoever is the CEO of the U.S. right now is messing up. We also have not a lot of logic. When I look at power outages, and like California is dealing with them right now, and they are not in the midst of any sort of storm, and there's 13,000 people without power. And when I see that, you know, it's all about, you know, going electric and not using gas and not using for gas stoves and not using, you know, gas for cars, I want to help the environment, but we also have to be practical. Look at what's been happening now with paper straws versus plastic straws. Right? Scientists are saying, you know, these paper straws have even more chemicals that harm people and the environment than plastic does. I mean, we got to really think things through. And when we decide where our family members are best placed and best living, you know, I love Florida. I love California. I love Texas. I think all these states are awesome. I do not want to dissuade people from moving. I live in Southern Nevada. I think Las Vegas is one of the best cities in the world. And when I am a senior, God willing, I don't want to move. I want to be in Nevada. It is fun. It's exciting. Even though the summers are hot, I still think the weather could be worse elsewhere. But you know, it depending on your family members' medical conditions, depending on their ability to, deal with the ups and downs with weather, depending on their ability to deal with hurricanes. I don't know how seniors handle getting battered by hurricanes and flooding. You know, the staff have to move them. Somebody who lives in Earthquake Central, we're going to be hit with some earthquakes. Yeah, they're talking about climate change. We have been told for hundreds of years that an earthquake is going to hit Manhattan, or earthquake is going to really hit the west side of the country. So that's something, whether climate change is an issue or not, earthquakes are coming. And so, you know, if you do have families you are pretty vulnerable, that you're concerned about, that you don't think you could help at a moment's notice, yeah, you might want to rethink about them actually being in an area that might be a little safer. And I get it. Florida's fun. Las Vegas is fun. Arizona's fun. I mean, I think overall these places are safe. You know, I have family who's aging out there. But loss of power, I think, is a big metric that we need to use when we make a decision of, you know, can our family still stay healthy and safe? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Idalia, the strongest hurricane to hit Florida's northern Big Bend area in 125 years. The National Hurricane Center says Idalia now an extremely dangerous Category 3 storm that will potentially have catastrophic storm surges and destructive, life-threatening 125-mile-an-hour winds. Hundreds of thousands of customers without power this morning in Florida. Just after 9 a.m., there were a little over 232,000 homes and businesses without power. 5,500 National Guardsmen and 30,000 linesmen are ready to address those power outages. Millions of people are still in the path of that storm along the East Coast. FEMA's director said he warned residents in Georgia and South Carolina areas that are prone to catastrophic inland flooding. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I spoke about this yesterday. One thing I cannot stand is hypocrisy. Right? We have got to have a message. And you can't pick and choose when that message works and when that message doesn't, because you have a lot of confusion. And so right now we are in the midst of some battles when it comes to children transitioning and changing their gender at school. And a debate is surrounding whether the parents need to know about it or not. And I think one family, is it in Wisconsin, who's suing because the child was transitioned without their consent. In California, a school district is being sued for telling parents if their child is changing genders. So the school district, California, is actually suing the school district for informing parents. And so where I have a problem as a physician is we cannot have mixed messaging and hypocrisy. All right, we are being told, and I have seen this myself, right, that if somebody is going through gender dysphoria, it's very, very challenging. It is very, very trying. And so misgendering has been a huge focus on schools, on employers, to make sure somebody isn't misgendered. Because if they are, that could be psychologically traumatizing to them. So where I'm confused is if a school is being supportive of somebody who is starting to transition, then why the hell would they not want the parents involved so then the child isn't quote-unquote misgendered at home? I thought we don't want misgendering. So when you hear that the school district doesn't want to tell the parents, it's confusing, because I thought we don't want the child misgendered. I thought we're trying to offer safe spaces, allow people to get support. So now you're making the child live a double life where they have to be one gender at school and one gender at home. Why aren't you bringing in the parents? The other thing, too, the other message, which I agree with this message, is somebody who is going through true gender dysphoria is very, very stressed, is struggling to be in a body that you don't want. It's rare. Very rare for somebody to say, I don't want my penis, I don't want the vagina, I don't want... But those people who do struggle with that are struggling. Well, then, don't you want all hands on deck? Don't you want help? And if that child is struggling, and you say that child could be suicidal, that child could be suicidal because they're in the body they don't want, don't you want family to watch for suicidal activity? This is where I don't get the messaging. If I have a patient who is suicidal, and they allow me to get the family involved, it's all hands on deck. Because we want to make sure they have that support. We get their doctor involved, we get their family involved, we get their... because you don't want that person, especially if you have a child, committing suicide. So if you have a suicidal child, you're not going to inform the parents. And I'm not saying all children with gender dysphoria are suicidal, but the big argument that is being made why children have to transition and go through the process is so they don't commit suicide because they're in a body they don't want, they're being misgendered, they're living a life they don't want to live. Well, then why aren't you having their home life on board? It doesn't make sense to keep the family out. And if you do have a child that commits suicide, and the parents are like, you didn't tell me they were struggling? Now, what is the reasoning behind parents being kept out? Well, they're saying that, parents can be abusive. Right? Some have spoken out saying that these children could be at risk of death by their parents. I've never heard of a parent killing another child for transgenderism, but apparently that's an argument they're bringing up. Another thing brought up is if you do have a child that wants to transition and they have a family that is very obstructive and not embracing it, that child then could be shut down, undergo more trauma. And, of course, the big argument is if a child does not give consent, if a child does not give consent for their parents to find out, you're going against that child. And that's kind of where the lawsuit is stemming from. And this is the California Attorney General is suing, I believe, Chino Valley Unified School District to force transgender students to tell their parents. Well, the argument I have with that, and I get it, trust me, you know, I mean, I had strict parents. I understand, you know, having parents that, I mean, if, oh my gosh, if I ever got pregnant, I thought my parents would kill me. I understand children feeling that their parents would beat the crap out of them. I get that. I mean, which is why, that's why, again, you have support, you have counselors, you have, even if you need child protective services, to be there during the conversations. I am checking up on the family. There are ways to do it, but for the love of God, you've got to get the family involved. And here's my argument to that. What if your child is found to have fentanyl or bootleg Percocet? You're going to tell the parents because you want the parents to watch out for overdose. If you have a child that comes to the school saying, I'm pregnant, you're going to tell the, I mean, the parents have to be involved. Your child, the child is failing. A child is failing their classes. Don't tell my parents. The parents, of course, are notified so the parents can provide support because the child is failing their classes. The average child doesn't want their parents to know what's going on. It's I don't know what the answer to that is. I mean, when they move out on their own or they're emancipated, but sadly, you know, if you know, you are a minor and you are failing class or get pregnant or do drugs, we have to bring in the parents. You know, from a school standpoint, from a to provide support. So again, you know, why are we picking and choosing when parental support is needed? I don't understand that. Either a child goes to school and there's never a report card, and there's never parent-teacher conferences, or you know, and I get, I understand this is difficult. You know, having family members who are transgender, having you know, patients who are, it's not easy. And I understand children want to talk about it when they want to talk about it. But the whole narrative has been about if somebody is feeling like they're, you know, their name doesn't represent them, or their body doesn't represent them, or what they have to wear doesn't represent them, you don't want them forced to do that. So you think the 5, 6, 7 hours that child is at school will make up for the hours they're at home and weekends and summer? You gotta get the family involved. And, you know, some school districts are like, well, the parents will rip them out of the school. Well, if a child is found to have drugs, if a child gets suspended for saying, what if you have a child that says racist things? And they get, you're going to notify the parents. Yeah, and the parents may get upset and you know, the child did that, or the child's around individual. You know, there's the discussion of children do not want their parents to know. What are we telling the parents and what aren't we? Are we okay with telling the parents about drug use? Are we okay about telling the parents about, what about the child being sick and going to the nurse? The nurse calls the medical provider. Well, what if the child has an STD? The child has burning when they pee. They got an STD. The nurse needs to have that child go home because the child can't pee because it's burning. Do the parents get notified? They get notified then. So it's, again, we have to have a consistent message. Either parents are involved for everything or they're not. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save three lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Eastern. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing that many of you are really frustrated about is you go in to see a medical provider, and it took months for you to get in. You have tests done, labs, ultrasound, CAT scan, and then it takes you a long time to get back in with the provider to get those results. Or when you call, it takes a while for you to get a message or an answer back. Now, there is no debate on how the healthcare industry is overwhelmed. You know, if you think understaffing and labor shortage issues is affecting restaurants and the service industry and the travel industry, it is affecting healthcare. And I hear from patients calling into telemedicine saying, I got tests done, but I don't know what the results are. I'm waiting to hear back. How long ago was your test done? A week ago? 2 weeks ago? I go, what was the test being done for? Well, they were looking for a mass. They were looking at why I still have abdominal pain, why I'm dizzy, did you call the specialist? Did you call whoever ordered the test? No answer. Now, I'm very grateful that some companies are allowing patients to log in and get access to their labs and get access to their tests. And I think this should now be common, just common practice. There's a case where a woman, or actually doctors, failed to, this is in Georgia, Georgia Court of Appeals has upheld an $8.5 million verdict favoring the estate of Debbie Saint. Debbie Saint died because she apparently had a mass while she was pregnant and was not told she had a mass. And the ultrasonographer found it. Is about 5 by 6 centimeters. Looked like maybe a dermoid, a benign tumor. That's what I had had. But apparently we're being told that the patient was never told about it. And it appears that the doctor didn't take action, and it ended up in she eventually having cancer. The mass actually ruptured. It was 11 centimeters by the time it was removed. It was actually a squamous cell carcinoma, a type of epithelial ovarian cancer that can form within a dermoid. Remember we spoke about some tumors are considered benign, but there's still a 2% or 5% chance of malignancy depending on the type of tumor. Mine had to be removed because they said there still could be that chance. So I had this, one of my very first surgeries was my ovarian tumor removed, which was supposed to be benign, but it did have that potential that could have been cancerous. So when you hear stories like this, where patients have something on their test, but they're not being informed, how does that happen? Well, a few things, okay? One is, now, these tests bring out a lot of detail. And if you don't have a follow-up visit with somebody going through every single detail, you're not going to get those details. Two is, if you do have a busy, busy office, and I'm not saying that's what happened in this office, but if a provider is just looking at the impression read by a radiologist, and usually the radiologist will comment on masses, but if they're looking for one thing and they're like, okay, that I could follow, I can't do anything because they're pregnant, I'll wait till after they're pregnant, and then they forget. Because after pregnancy, they may not see the patient till 6 weeks after, or may even lose them to follow up. I've always told students this, never put off tomorrow what you could do today. Don't ever tell yourself, you know what, I'm going to be able to address that later on, so I'll save it for later. Unless you have documentation that's going to remind you, and a red flag and an alarm clock that's going to tell you, hey, you got to follow up on this, address it then and there. And I think many providers, because they're so busy and so overwhelmed, they're like, okay, you got something I can't necessarily deal with right now. We're going to deal with it later. And then all of a sudden, 6 months, 9 months come by, or the person never follows up, and you're in trouble. Another issue that I've seen with offices that's very, very frightening is they might order a bunch of tests. And now that things are computerized, it's getting a little better. But on these paper forms, some tests didn't get done. So the doctor thought the test was ordered. They get the results. The results all look normal, and they don't necessarily double check if every single test that was ran, they got a report on. There was one case where a patient came to me saying, my doctor missed my PSA. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So apparently a test was done. Doctor thought they ran the PSA, never checked that it wasn't on there. When it got run again, it was already higher. And PSA is a prostate-specific antigen that we use to look and screen for prostate cancer. So you need staff. And this is one of the reasons why I closed my office. Because I couldn't double-check every single thing if I had staff that was not completing the tasks they needed to. And I get it, it's overwhelming. And I tried to help my staff out a lot. I tried to help the billers. I tried to help the staff. I tried to answer phones, help file. And it didn't matter how many staff. If you have somebody that is not going to be attentive to detail, it could be life or death. And, you know, we're looking at, you know, these food outbreaks. We're looking at chlorine not being tested at a water park. We're looking at these things. And you're like, well, the staff didn't do their job. The staff didn't do their job. If a staff doesn't do their job in a medical office, you're done for. You have to be 100% all the time. And I've said this. A doctor is only as good as their staff. Your staff is the backbone of that practice. So if they are missing tests. So what do you do as a patient to protect yourself? Well, you got to be more involved. And some of you will say, well, the doctor gets mad if I ask for copies. Then find a new doctor. This is your body. That doctor has seen thousands of patients. Or that medical provider has seen thousands of patients. A week even. You need to be able to access, and I'm not talking thousands of patients per se in a room, but in terms of labs and in terms of test results. You should get a copy of everything. And if you have questions, you need to make an appointment and sit down with them. If you can't, then use a telemedicine provider or find another provider that can sit with you. But I have to credit the patients more than the medical providers when it comes to finding cancer. When a patient says, what does this mean on my test? Or I still have this lump. Or I haven't heard back. It's not that the doctor's a bad doctor. It's if there's not enough time in the day to see all the patients and follow up on all their tests, days go by, weeks can go by. And doctors don't get paid enough to only see 5 patients a day, 10 patients a day. There's a lot of concierge doctors that charge thousands of dollars a year that will give you that service. And I think for some of you, that service might be right up your alley. But for the average person that's already spending thousands a month on their high deductible insurance, they don't have the extra money. So my recommendation to you all is if something isn't right, get it checked out. This no news is good news. I have told students to never implement that in their practice. When I was training, a patient said, I didn't hear back from a doctor. Well, then that's good news. No, it's not. It could mean they didn't see your lab. Or the lab wasn't done. I mean, you know, you need to, I apologize, people calling in, you need to be very proactive. And I'm not saying you have to assume your medical provider stinks. You don't have to, you know, you could have a fantastic medical provider, but if you don't get that one-on-one, you know, I always told patients, we're doing labs, but follow up. You know, I understand it's free when the nurse calls, but if you can't get all your questions answered and you can't, you know, and you have follow-up, see me. And then we could sit down and go through everything. But get a copy of your labs, get a copy of your scans, even get actual copies of the scans. Some places will actually give you the copy in the disc so you can look at it yourself. I'm not saying you have to be a radiologist, but in case you do need to find somebody who could take a look, you now have that. You should have you have photo albums, you have yearbooks, you make sure you have a file of your medical records because you might see something change that your urgent care provider that sees you once in a blue moon can't see. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.